Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean continues here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. 1-866-823-1077. All right, the follow-up to what's happening in Nottingham.
Well, Nottingham had another meeting last night, and John Caporetto, who's one of the directors of Gun Owners in New Hampshire, attended the meeting. And here's the really sad thing. There's three selectmen in Nottingham, or select people, I guess you'd say.
No, I'll call them selectmen.
Selectmen, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And even if they are female.
Yeah, one is a female, and her name is Mary. Now, she has been staunchly in support of the Second Amendment, meaning our town employees should be able to carry firearms. And there's two fellas. One doesn't seem to be voting for them, and one was a swing vote. He swang the other way. First we had the firearms, you can carry them.
Yep.
And then they said, we're going to reconsider, and you can't carry them.
Mm-hmm.
And last night they had a reconsider. And they're deciding if they're going to allow employees to carry firearms. And I obtained, and I gave to you, I don't know if you're going to post it on your website or not, the Nottingham personnel policy.
Yes.
And on page 20 of the personnel policy, there's something that says firearms. And here's what it says, and the policy's short, so I'll quote it. No employee of the town may bring a firearm into a town building or onto town property during working hours, with the exception of duly appointed police officers who are specifically authorized to do so, or other town employees that may be authorized by the Board of Selectmen in writing.
Huh.
Now, I have a real problem with this because we have in New Hampshire, even though it's historically it's a safe state, okay, we have had cases where town people and individuals in buildings, remember Vicki Bunnell, okay, were murdered at work.
Yes.
Okay.
Was she the town clerk in Newberry?
She was actually a part-time judge up north. I should be able to tell you the name of the town, and all of a sudden it came out of my brain.
Because there was
Colebrook.
A case in Newbury that I recall.
This is Colebrook, New Hampshire.
Okay. Yeah.
And a gentleman by the name of Carl Draga evidently had a dispute with her, and he killed her and another individual or two along the way before,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was a shootout, if you will.
Now I remember this, yes.
Yeah, and so the bottom line is, no matter how safe you are, you're not safe everywhere.
Right.
You're absolutely not safe everywhere. And so the bottom line is, what you're doing is telling these town employees that they can't defend themselves. You know, they can't defend themselves. There could be, you know, any of a number of things could happen. Now, they are reconsidering this policy now of the no banning. So now we're back to considering allowing employees to carry firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I think they should reconsider and allow them to, because does the town, you know, some people say, well, the town has liability. If these people are crazy and they do things, you know, while they're working with their firearm, then the town has liability. And I don't agree that that's true. Because nobody can predict another person's behavior. And so let's say you as a radio show host run amok and one day decide you hate your employer and you say all the bad words you can't say on the radio, right? Okay, and they
yeah.
very quickly pull you off within 5 minutes. Type thing. They go, this guy's crazy. He's saying bad words on the radio. The FCC is going to fine us, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in heck that I believe that your employer is going to get fined by the FCC because they're going to say, look, as soon as he did these bad things, we pulled him off the air, we fired him. You know, he said 10 bad words in a row deliberately.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's the same thing here. If one of these employees do something horrible and crazy that has nothing to do with their scope of work, as long as they take prompt action, you know, their employer, when they know about it, can you sue anybody for anything? Of course you can. Of course you can. But the question is, will you collect?
Right.
You know, and so let's say the town building inspector carries a firearm for protection. I think it's reasonable. He's going into crazy buildings, who knows when and where. I don't think it's unreasonable for any person anywhere to carry a firearm for self-defense. And so the problem is that some of the towns are advised by the New Hampshire Municipal Association. If you go to the State House and appear on gun bills, every gun bill, guess what side they're on? The Sarah Brady side. Okay, you may as well put Sarah Brady and them in the same room.
Boy.
Yeah. So the bottom line is you really don't get a chance. You really don't get a chance against it. And, you know, I just came up with a brain thing. Remember the case I was telling you that allowed the police to be videoed during
right.
their duty? It's Robinson v. Fetterman. And it's actually a Fifth Circuit case. And I'm going to email it to you so you can put it on your website. And you may very well, your listeners may want to become familiar with it, because that, just, I have to interrupt when something comes in my brain. I'm like, oh, my God, I remembered it. And like I said, it's Robinson v. Fetterman, and it basically says it's the August 2005 case. And basically it says unequivocally that while the police are doing their duty, you absolutely have a right. They're presumed to be in a public place. Now, there's a difference between video and audio then. Okay, this just talks about video, not video and audio. So it's just an important thing to know. And now I'll jump back to Nottingham, but I just had to put that out while I remembered
it. Okay, yeah, send that to me, and I'll post it. One other thing, if I can ask on the Nottingham case, can, and I think this was a question that was pointed out in some other earlier news coverage of this, one of the questions that the selectmen have, do they have the ability to do such a gun ban? In other words, let me ask further. Does this violate the state's preemption laws?
Here's the gray area, okay? The gray area is they are acting as an employer here. And the question is, because it's never been decided by the New Hampshire Supreme Court since the preemption statute was enacted, okay? Here, they're acting as a private employer. But the question is, and I don't think, or at least I would hope, the Supreme Court has not decided it, you know, and I'm not the person in black robe. I would hope that they would say they cannot, because here's why. Even though they're acting as a private employer here, not the state, is the way it, some people might read it, the general court means what it says and says what it means, okay? They could have said, but we hereby exempt cities and towns and whatever for acting as private employers. They didn't say that. You know, they could have said whatever they wanted to. They're free to write whatever law they want, correct?
Yeah.
And so I think the issue here is this is a legislature that has typically been very protective of firearm owners' rights. There are a lot of states, California, I could go on and on, Illinois, where they legislate firearm legislation county by county. It is a mismatched plethora patchwork. Nobody in the world could follow the laws,
right?
Let alone figure them out.
Well, and with that, I'm going to have to run here. Penny Dean, Second Amendment Tuesdays. What's your phone number, and how can people get in contact with you?
230-9999.
All right. And your website?
PennyDean.org.
Good, good, good. All right. And visit BrianTilton.com. I'll have the podcast posted, as well as related stories like that Nottingham policy as well. So.
And the Robinson v. Fetterman that allows you to videotape the police.
That'll be good. All right.
Okay.
Well, Penny, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you.